is me. Mr. Yak is green. Home is full of lots of things that children shouldn't touch. Home is full of bad things that can hurt you very much. Now there's a man whose face is green that you ought to get to know. He'll warn you when danger's coming fast or slow. Mr. Yuck is me. Mr. Yuck is green. When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not touch, do not eat, or you will be sick. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things marked yuck make you sick, 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 sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. In a closet, on a shelf, or underneath the sink. Do not touch a single thing before you stop and think. If you see a round green face scowling back at you, do not eat or drink or smell, 'cause Mr. Yuck is warning you. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not touch, do not eat, or you will be sick. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things marked yuck make you sick, 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 sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green.
They just don't write them like that anymore. Mr. Yuck, from the public service announcement. And I believe Mr. Yuck was invented in Pittsburgh. So how do you like that? All right. So you listen to Zombo right here in your brain, coming up on the concert calendar. Let's do one more quick tune. This song has been stuck in my head for a while. I love this tune. Benny Bell. The Kosher Twist.
Becky, dear, please come here. Do the twist with me. Bend your knees. Swing with ease. Nice and gracefully. You're a lively maidalik, and you spin like a dreidelik. Come on, Becky, do the twist with me. Attaboy, now you've got the knack. Move your hands like you schlep a towel when you wipe your back. Hey, Buffy, baby, you're just as good as Sadie. Come on, Becky, do the twist with me. How divine, now you got a tat. Up and down, round and round, like a real head cat. Don't jump or hurdle, or you may lose your girdle. Come on, Becky, do the twist with me.
There you go. That's Benny Bell with the kosher twist. And Benny Bell is the same guy that did the song Shaving Cream, a classic novelty tune. And I just love the kosher twist. That is so nicely done. And look at that. If it was if this was a regular show, which is never a regular show, I'd be out of here. It is 1 o'clock, but instead I'm doing a Zombathon. I'm going to be here for another 4 hours. I'll be here till 5 o'clock, and it is time for the radio calendar. So sadly, the Banjo Club ain't happening yet. I don't see the Banjo Club on here at all yet, do you? Sooner or later, there's going to be some Banjo Club. There's going to be. Oh, there's the Banjo Club. Is it happening? I don't know, but it's on the list. It's an ongoing community event. Like I'm saying, I'm going to mention it. You may have to call them to see if it is happening yet. It will happen. It will happen. And then we're right at the tail end of this nonsense, okay? We're right under the end of the nail. This summer is going to be a good summer. But I'm going to tell you the community calendar. I'm going to start with the Banjo Club, hopefully. Okay, here's the phone number you want to call. 412-321-1834, or just check online just to make sure it is happening. But it's at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, 338-400 Cedar Avenue, and it's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Stop by the Banjo Club, regular rehearsals every Wednesday at 8 p.m., and enjoy their wonderful music, food, refreshments, and that stuff's available. Founded in 1988. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos. How about that? They use them banjos. Trumpets, tubas, brass, and bass. Basically, they need a trombone. They need a trombone in that thing. To perform classical, to perform popular music from the 1920s and 30s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses there, and let's see, and that's in the north side. If you need reservations and to find out what's going on, they need to be done by reservations by Tuesday at 5 p.m. For the Wednesday event. So the number is 412-321-1834 to find out if that's happening. Boy, do I miss me some banjo. I used to make fun of the Banjo Club. When I first started doing the show, I had to read the Banjo Club. Banjo Club is hilarious. You know, oh, they got the Banjo Club. Until I went, my friend Bonnie says, you need to go to this Banjo Club. You need to stop with your shenanigans and go to see the Banjo Club. And I actually play banjo now. Hell, you like them apples. You don't like them apples, but you have to eat apples every now and then. So you actually play banjo in the Polka Maniacs. I play banjo and the trombone. So let's see what else is going on. This is the calendar telling you stuff. And like I'm saying, I'm going to give you phone numbers you can check online. This is kind of like, you know, it's a balancing act. You know, we might be there. We might be there, and then, you know, we're almost there. The Harris Theater. Where's that at? 809 Liberty Avenue. And now through February 10th. Oops, that was yesterday. Never mind. Here's a good one. City Theater. This goes now through February 22nd. And where is that City Theater at? 1300 Binghamton Street in the South Side. Okay, first thing, the City Theater started in 1996, and it's based on the writings of Marshall McLuhan, The Medium. That's the play. Remember, The Medium is the massage. It's a play that explores the effects of media technology and perceptions on our psyches and our personal lives. That's on stage till the 13th. Yeah, for more information, 412-431-2489 or go to citytheater.org. What's at the Warhol, you may ask? Well, let's take a look and see what is at the Warhol, you may ask. Yeah, let's see here. It is Marsol and Warhol. Marisol and Warhol. Take New York and charts the emergence of Paris and the Pittsburgh-born pop artist in the 1960s, exploring on. I dozed off. Needless to say, it's there's stuff going on at the Warhol. All right. It is an exhibition that explores the artist's parallel rise to success, the formation of artistic personas, their gallery relationships, and their early artistic practices from 1960 to 68. That goes on until Valentine's Day, which falls on the 14th this year. You can visit warhol.org to find out about that. And let's do this. Pittsburgh Guitar Show. I could use me a new axe. That's at Princegate Arena, South Point, 114 South Point Boulevard, Cannonsburg. Party City, Cannonsburg. There's more than one cannon there, you know. That's Sunday, February 27th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that is the Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show. Where's the Lesser Pittsburgh one? I always wondered, it's the Greater Pittsburgh one. Where's the Lesser? You don't even hear about the Lesser ones. That's in the Greater Pittsburgh area. Where's the Lesser area? They never tell you that, do they? It's always Greater. Like the Better Business Bureau, you know? I went the Best Business Bureau. This Better Business Bureau is okay. It's better than the regular Business Bureau. But why are they hiding the Best Business Bureau? That's the one I'm looking at. All right, the Pittsburgh Guitar Show returns with vendors from around the country. I thought it said bullying. Buying. They probably do some of that too. Buying, selling, and trading new and used vintage guitars. Amps, effects pedals, electronics, tapes. I don't know if they're selling tapes and records. Who's selling tapes? They put tapes before records and CDs. Okay? Why would you put tapes before records and CDs? Obviously, somebody wants to really move their tapes. You know. What tapes are those? And those are you can't even give VHS tapes away. Cassette tapes? Eh. But they made a big deal out of that. Literature and memorabilia, hard to find parts and more. Where's it at? It's the Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show. I want the Greatest Pittsburgh Guitar Show. Why can't I check that out? You know. Okay, what do we got here? One more? You want one more? You want some more? We'll do one more. We'll do the Phipps Conservatory. Where? Where's the Phipps Conservatory? Well, it's at Schenley Park last time I checked. Now through March 6th. Oh, yeah. Wash away them winter blues with a sea of all-star specimens from the Phipps Orchid and Bonsai Collection. Immerse yourself in a display of colors and fragrances of orchids, a vast array of shapes, sizes, and colors, as well as exquisite trained specimens. Uniquely trained. They trained the specimens. Is that odd? That's an odd way to put that. In their tropical bonsai garden. For more information, phippsconservatory.org. Okay. I wonder if they still got that stink thing there, the corpse flower. Did you go check it out when they had the corpse flower? It like blooms like every like 12 years. And when it does, it just smells horrific. They say it smells like a dead person. That's a great way to get people to your place. Hey, come on in. It smells like a dead person. Sign me up. Okay, would you look at the time? See, I would be home by now if I was doing my regular show. I'd be out of here at 1. I'd be home. I'd be taking my nap. But I'm going to be here doing live radio until the cows come home. And I believe the cows will be home at 5 o'clock today. So here's something that's kind of cool. I've been, this guy does micro cut-up work. His name is Pogo. He's out of Australia. You might have heard some of his stuff on my show before. He took old M&M's commercials and made something pretty dang spiffy out of it. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Zombo in your brain. Zombathon. 7 hours of this nonsense.
You're an M&M. There's no point in wondering where your pockets are. Tasting smooth, creamy milk, chocolate center. You're an M&M. It's all right. There's no sense in wondering where your pockets are.
Little chocolate melts in your mouth.
Don't worry, they say hi.
Solid milk chocolate M&M's.
I love being on TV when you're an M&M.
the M&Ms you could want. With peanuts or plain.
There's DJ Pogo from Australia with his nice little cut-up smashed together and beautifully done. It's called Bite Size Candies. He took all these old M&M commercials and made something really neat out of it. You're listening to Zombo right here. And I forgot to tell you, as far as the concert calendar, there's one show I know that's going to be a lot of fun. The Polka Maniacs are having a CD release party with, believe it or not, world-famous DJ Pandemic Pete. He's actually going to start DJing again. So it's going to be a world dance party. It's going to be at Spirit on March the 19th. So I'm just letting you know it is going to be our CD release party. Our new CD is called Never Mind the Bolsheviks. Here's the Polka Maniacs. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's going to happen at Spirit Lodge upstairs March the 19th. So it's a Saturday night. And it'd be nice for you guys to pay a visit. We're going to do a little bit of electronicamo thing now. Another band that cuts neat things up and throws them together. A band called Tipsy. And this always used to get a lot of eyebrows raised whenever I DJ'd it. But I love this tune. It's called Oops. There it is. There it is right there. Whoop, there it is. Oops, by Tipsy. And I'm going to do a few more electronic things. Then I'm going to maybe do, what I started to do is I got about 220 of what I thought would be really good songs to play on the radio. And I have 196 left. So I don't think I'm going to get to all 196 by 5 o'clock. Been getting some great requests. The number here is 412-268-9728. It is Live in Your Brain Radio. This is like my first time back in since March 13th of 2020. So it is a nice way to get back in rather than, because I'd be out by now. And I would really, I'm glad I did this because how unsatisfied I would feel just after 3 hours. All this weight, all this buildup. I want to really kind of beat my brain out and be completely exhausted by the time I skedaddle out of here. Here is A Man of Constant Sorrow done by Ski Whiff, and they did some really nice things to remix this tune. Hope you dig it. You know what this is. It's RCT, and it's Zombo. In Your Brain.
And sorrow, I seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to home Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised,
the place where he was born and raised.
For 6 long years.
Constant sorrow, seen trouble all my day. Then you may learn to love another while I'm sleeping in my grave.
Whiff with Man of Constant Sorrow. A nice electronic little throw together on that. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. Zombathon. I'm here live in the studio till 5 o'clock tonight. So and we're just scratching the surface of coolness. So, yes. All right. So I know what you're probably thinking. You know, right at this point in the show, you're thinking, Zombo, why did I put my pants on backwards today? Well, I got good news for you. I have no idea why you put your pants on backwards today, but keep doing it. I like it. So you might be saying, okay, he's going to play one of these mashups sooner or later. I know it's a love-hate thing. I like him. You hate him. Let's do it.
Too long for snakes.
Since you've gone, I've been
That's a nice mashup there of Black Hole Sun and Every Breath You Take, the song by The Police. And just a little thing here about The Police is that you know that they're the highest, their highest paid band. I guess, what is it, Every Breath You Take, that song, is one of the most played songs on the radio, and it makes them a ton of money. But here's even the craziest part. They just kind of let this out, and they kind of sheepishly brought this up. The last Police reunion, each member of the band made $1 million a show. $1 million a show. So we have people that are like, you know, teachers and construction workers and beating their brains out. And these guys do da da da, and they get $1 million. Just goes to show. Satan is in charge of the entire industry, entertainment industry. There's no other choice. It is the devil's music. And he pays them rightfully so. So I got a call from a nice listener who wanted to hear another mashup by a mashup artist named Bill McClintock. Now, I couldn't find the one he was looking for, which was Bob Marley and Billy Idol, but I found one that I always wanted to play on the radio. It is Hank Williams mashed together with Van Halen. Ah, your jumping heart. Van Halen mashed together with Hank Williams Sr. There's only one Hank Williams in my book. Well, there's two. Hank the first, Hank the third. And that was your jumping heart. Okay, let's see here. It is Democracy Now! Or later, or maybe sometime next week. It's a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program, Democracy Now! Hosts real debates. Debates between people who substantially disagree. Yeah, just what I want. More yelling. More yelling. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9. And then Circadian Rhythms, Waking Nightmares, Sunday 5 on WRCT. Yes, so Sunday's at 5. So hopefully not 5 a.m. So there's those two shows. And let's look over here at my old pal, the PSA book. And yes, sir, let me dust this off. Man, it's been a while. Hey, you know what? As a parent, not me. Let's go the other one. Ah, this one's better. Every 8 minutes, a child passenger age 8 to 14 is injured in a car crash. Just thought I'd let you know that. Yes, sir. Never give up until they buckle up. I don't know. It sounds like tyranny to me. Sounds like you want me to wear a seatbelt is tyranny. I don't know about that. And I'm not taking my shoes off at the airport no more either. That's tyranny. I can't stand that tyranny. What tyranny making me wear a seatbelt and yelling at my kids? That's tyranny. You and your gazpacho. Visit safecar.gov/kids buckle up. Brought to you by the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration. And they crossed it out. What did it say here? Oh, it said in this station, and they crossed it out and put WRCT. I guess you can't say the station anymore. Darn it. That's tyranny. That's tyranny. That's Jane Tyranny, if you know your old movies. Hey, do you know kids who spend most of their time with their dads grow up to be smarter and more successful? With any luck, they are funnier adults. Man, oh, man. Now they tell me. Oh, man, I should have took off my Walkman and my big head giant cost headphones and listened to my dad more. He had some funny things to say. Yep, he was a corker, that one. A corny dad joke is one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids. So take a moment. Make a moment. Make your kid laugh today because dad jokes rule. Visit fatherhood.gov. You know, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And it's crossed out again, but it says WRCT. So there you be. Darn it. Okay. I'm not joking, Dad. You're going to a home. There's your dad joke right there, buddy. All right. Let's get some more music on here. What do you say? We got those PSAs out of the way. We got those promos out of the way. And now let's get you out of the way. Let's get you some, we got some requests coming up for some classic stuff. But I feel like digging in, kicking back with some ska music, some reggae music, just a little bit. Then we're going to move into something else. Okay, we got some Screamin' Jay coming up by request. And we got some Nervous by request. And that's the sound of me snapping my gloves. Yeah, I'm all bundled up here, man. I'm not taking any chances. You know? Not taking any chances. I'm wearing a condom, too. This is Every Day by The Selector, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh Zombothon, here live in the studio till 5 o'clock. We have there. That was Do the Teasy by Joyce Bond. Just a really kind of fun. I could just see like a dance hall, like down like in Jamaica. Everybody just like, it's like midnight. Do the Teasy comes on. Magic. Just pure magic. Love that song. Okay, we're going to do one more bit of a reggae ska tune. The original version. And this is by Junior Mervin. The original version of The Clash's Police and Thieves. I always thought that was a Clash tune. No, it is not. That's the amazing thing with like the first couple Clash records, Madness records, specials. Most of those things were all cover tunes. Check this out: Police and Thieves, the original version, Junior Mervin. This is the Zombo thing. Then I got some real cool surprises. I got a request for the strangest version of Miserloo, and I got a very strange version of Miserloo. Got some nervous, got some Screaming Jay, and got some Screaming Zombo.
Will be hear me all the cry-
I really like doing this, like going in between the songs and actually telling you what I'm playing. That's Junior Mervin with the original version of Police and Thieves by The Clash. Because for the past 2 years, I've been doing these underground bunker shows where it's a chunk of music, a little bit of back doc, a little bit of PSA, a little bit of chong, a little bit of music. And it took me hours to do those shows. You know, number one, to get the idea for a theme, then to prep it all. Then to make sure there's no dirty words in the song, then put it all together, then piece it all together. And then if you listen to the show, have to play kitty cat referee because the cats somehow think it's a fun time to beat each other up while I'm doing radio. So obviously I was not paying enough attention. So there would always be a pussycat rumble in the background. And that is so nice not to have a feline fight in the background as I try to do some radio. Got a request for a strange version of Miserloo. This is the nice thing. When you collect music and you collect music and your whole life is listening to music and researching music, it's second nature. When somebody says, I'd like something, I got something. I'd like to hear that, I got that. And ask me what my social security number is or my my telephone number, and I kind of have a question mark. But I can tell you, a cool version of Miserloo was done by the Romans in 1967. Oh, that's awesome. I loved the bit in the studio when they were doing that. It's like they bring all their girls friends in and their mom and their sister. They go, okay, we're going to make a big hit record. We're going to do the song called Miserloo. And all we want you to do is scream like crazy during the whole song. So that was what happened. And you know what I always say? One good Miserloo deserves another. Here's the version by Platypus.
We'll be right back.
How you like that? Brand new from the band Platypus. That was their version of Miserloo. All right. Okay, catch our breath because now it is time for Nervous Nervous. One of the Nervous Nervous tunes you don't hear unless you're me, and then I play it all the time. By the way, Zombo in Your Brain, of course, you know that. I'm here till 5 o'clock today. 3 more hours. I'm doing my 7-hour Zombo-a-thon. And I still got plenty of juice left. Yeah.
Doodly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. Doodly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot through the stars and I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the bang. I'm the bang. I'm the bang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I got a bebop cap man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the fang. The fang. I'm the fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi, you all. Man, you're real nervous. You feel like a ball. I said, sure, daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was a fang. The fang. The fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroonie chick just glued her eyes on the fang. On the fang. On the fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the fang. You must be the fang. You're the fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight, and I know those earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the fang. Of the fang. Of the fang.
And time to follow that son of a gun up with Armpit Number 6, Screamin' Jay.
Einstein was a genius about theoretical and tricks. And we all know that fire and water just don't mix. But you should dig my baby, who is stone from the sticks, with a whole kind of perfume called Armpit Number 6. Number 6.
let me see, to wind down this twisted trifecta, Soupy Sales, the Mouse. Mr. Supala Sales there with Do the Mouse. And this is Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh, with a Zombathon, playing all kinds of stuff for you, all kinds of things, and yelling like a maniac. Didn't blow my voice out yet, but I'm going to work on it here for 3 more hours. And the phone number here is 412-268-9728. Live in your studio, getting actually some nice phone calls from my surviving listeners. So far, I'm at 200% of my listeners are still alive and kicking. And before I even did the show, they were most of them. This brought them back to life. At least some of them, I think. At least woke some of them up. All right. WRCT in Pittsburgh. So now let's smooth things down a little bit. Okay. We kind of, it's because the show's kind of like a roller coaster. Yep, it goes up there, and then it goes down, and then it goes off the track, into the lake, and then that's the end of the show. But I've got, this is neat. This is the